You see that whole when that happened, I think people just thought, not again. Do you think you're in any way jinxed like that?
I hope not. I think I am, but I hope not. Like I said before, I mean, injuries come in threes, mine's come in 33s.
It's something, because you've been over this ground a lot of time, but now you're older and you've had years to look back on the three specific incidents in your life. First thing, the Vinnie Jones thing, which you laugh about, but at the time was no laughing matter, was it?
Well, I thought my family allowance had gone.
People don't know, he grabbed you by the nuts and he terrified you the whole game, didn't he?
Well, put it this way, they're smaller than what they used to be.
You see, you're talking about, but I know you actually thought at the time you were terrified, weren't you?
The thing with Vinnie Jones, I mean, great. I mean, I'm friends with Jenny now. And I think it's the best way to stay friends with Vinnie, to be fair. especially if I'm thinking about coming back, I'll be great mates with him.
Yeah, but
at the time, it was funny, I was playing against Wimbledon, and the manager had done a team talk. And all the time he was doing a team talk, he kept looking at us. All the time, he just like shaking his head at us. And I'm thinking, well, what have I done? Am I playing or what? And he was talking, he's saying, do this, do that, and he kept looking at me. And eventually he finished it with a 10-minute team up. He says, Gazza, there's a guy called Vinnie Jones, he's marking you. I've heard he's in no case, and I heard he's a bit wild, but just watch yourself. All right. So the game calls, and we're walking out of the tunnel, and he come up to his face, and I'm after you, fat boy. And I hadn't even got onto the pitch. I thought, that's the first time in my life I've been called, how I looked slim, and I was like,
yeah,
been called fat boy. And I got on the pitch. The game's kicked off, and the ball's over there. And Vinnie Jones is looking, yeah. And I'm saying, Vinnie, you've got the ball. It's all right, mate, I've been totally about you for 90 minutes. You're going nowhere. And I'm saying, but Vinnie, you've got the ball. Sorry, forget about the ball, I'm you with you, mate. So they have started to panic, like, and he's following us everywhere. And I'm thinking, Vinnie, just try and play the game. Let me play, please.
Didn't he leave you at all that corners and stuff?
It was a throw-in first that happened. He went, mate, my job's to take the throw-ins. Just wait there, I won't be long, and I'll be. Yeah,
it's funny. And did you wait there?
No, well, the funny is, I froze. And he asked me, like, I'm standing there waiting for him to take the throw in. I'm supposed to be defending, picking up a guy at the end of the box, and I'm waiting for Vinnie, and he come back, he went, I'm back. Like, come and get on with the game, like, let's get on with it.
Wow, yeah.
And then the next one was a corner. I've got to take the corners as well. And I'll be back. And you better be there, fat boy, or I'll be back. I'm telling you. I said, all right, Vinnie, that's me, that's the 20 minutes. Yeah, I'll be here, Vinnie, don't worry, I'll be standing here. He'd be taking this corner, and he'd come back late, and I said, stay out, told you. All right, mate. And
So that was the first time, really, you were kind of splashed everywhere, because your reputation, but it certainly made his, didn't it? I mean, he was not known of before all that nonsense.
Says no.
Yeah. All right, so the second thing, it would have been the World Cup, the second booking. How do you look back on that now? Because it's been run past.
I'm still not ashamed of crying, because, like I said, I hate getting beat. I'd let people down. But it was, I mean, them times, like you say, the crying bit, I have no respect. I have no disappointment about crying or not, because that's the person I am.
And the third thing, of course, would be that FA Cup final. And look about, do you ever watch that and think, oh, you should have just had a boring game and kept your head down?
I'd probably bore everyone about the crying I've done, but yeah, it was hard. I mean, I remember going in the ambulance back to the hospital, and I told the guy, I was in agony, but I'm making him switch the radio and I want to hear the score and that one. And he turned me, he paused to us, he scored, and I was like, I was cheering, like, you know, with the leg all over the place, and I was still cheering.